Does your coffee break always seem to end too soon? Would you like to stretch that break? Well, here's a man who's found a way to do it.
Yep, I found a way to stretch my coffee break all right, and it really works. Here's what I do. When it's time to go back to work, I top off my break with a stick of Juicy Fruit gum. Of course, chewing a stick of Juicy Fruit doesn't really make the break last longer, but it sure seems longer.
That's right. When you top off your coffee break with a stick of Juicy Fruit gum, you take that good, relaxed coffee break feeling back to the job with you. You can go right on enjoying the good chewing while you're working. Helps keep you relaxed and at your best. Try it and see for yourself. Discover how chewing Juicy Fruit gum seems to stretch your coffee break.
Monitor for 65 on the move again. And as we move into spring, a lot of you are going to be out on the road on weekend outings or maybe a spring vacation, so don't forget to take us along. And how about camping? Well, if you're looking forward to that, Hugh Downs will be along in a few minutes to bring you up to date on some of the new camping equipment. Reminds me of the young boy scout who went out on his first camping trip. When the scoutmaster asked him if he'd forgotten anything he needed for the trip, the boy said, "Yes, my mother." This is the orchestra of Jack Gold with a tune entitled Star of Love. Monitor Kohler of Kohler, manufacturers of quality products for home and industry since 1873, invites you to visit At Home with Hugh Downs.
In a few weeks, new settlements will begin dotting our landscape. Some will grow into small cities and towns. Then, about Labor Day, they'll disappear again. The annual migration to America's favorite campgrounds is about to begin. We'll have more on Camping 65 after this word from Kohler of Kohler.
You know, just about all the experts on home decorating have one surefire way to work out a color scheme. and that's to pick out a background color from a painting, say, or a fabric print, then use contrasting accent colors to complete the effect. And do you know that's exactly what Kohler does for you with the new accent color bathroom fixtures? Your tub and closet carry the background colors, white perhaps, or soft pastel. Then your wash basins provide the color accent, a bold, bright contrast. Kohler has created five sprightly new accent colors, red, jade, blueberry, citron, and a rich espresso brown. Just wait till you see what dramatic combinations they make possible. Or rather, don't wait. Write today for your free accent color brochure. That's Accent Color, Department 1, Kohler. K-O-H-L-E-R, Kohler, Wisconsin. Once again, Hugh Downs.
As every experienced camper knows, the time to get ready to go camping is well in advance of the first day of camping vacation. Greenhorns would do well to follow the practice of old-timers who camp out for a night or a weekend before departing on a big camping trip. A sort of shakedown cruise to make sure all the old gear is still in good working order and the new gear performing the way the manufacturer's instruction booklets says it should. Well, this year, newcomers to camping will be confronted with a larger variety of equipment and devices than ever. Take vehicles, for example. New and redesigned units, car tops, pickup trucks, house trailers, and trailers offer close to the ultimate in compactness and versatility. New utility trailers, for example, are now available, which also serve the additional functions of roof racks, picnic tables, and extra cupboard space. The trailer wheels can be used as dollies or collapsed and put out of the way. Aware that younger families make up the bulk of the camping population, tent and camper manufacturers are providing expansion possibilities, things such as zip-on units, so the dad doesn't have to trade in his old tent for a larger one. The pail on a dingle stick over a campfire remains, but more as a symbol of life in the great outdoors than a representation of contemporary outdoor cooking. There are dozens of new camp stoves on the market, and except for the battery-operated stoves, they burn just about anything that's combustible. Each individual stove, however, is designed for one fuel type only. Throwaway butane and propane fuel cylinders are becoming more and more popular. Incidentally, until you're familiar with one of these stoves, it's a good idea to use up a fuel cylinder before you arrive in the backwoods in order to determine the burning time of it, and therefore the number of cylinders you'll need for your al fresco living. New inexpensive adhesives for mending tents, air mattresses, and anything else that can tear now assure on-the-spot repairs as good as you can make them at home. New foods for campers include non-dairy cream that dissolves instantly and requires no refrigeration, and freeze-dry meats and vegetables packaged as complete dinners for two. These quickie meals are reconstituted with water prior to heating and serving, and, say the manufacturers, will keep indefinitely without refrigeration. Of interest to old and new campers alike is certain federal areas, heretofore free, are going to begin charging small entrance fees. The money is to be used to further the government's long-range outdoor recreation program. For campers who use federal recreational facilities often, there'll be a blanket $7 fee available covering a year's admission to federal areas. Also of interest to all campers is the trend by campground operators to admit new arrivals during daylight hours only, so you better plan accordingly. Well, this is Hugh Downs for Monitor. Now a final word from Kohler of Kohler.
Ever see a bathtub with a slip-resistant bottom? Ask your plumbing contractor to show you a tub with Safeguard, the new textured bottom available with any Kohler tub. Safeguard helps prevent wet feet from slipping, provides extra safety for children and the elderly, for all members of the family. Costs a little more, but worth a lot more. Remember, the name for safety is Safeguard. Safeguard by Kohler. Another informative visit at home with Hugh Downs next weekend, right here on the Monitor Beacon. This just in from the Monitor Sports Desk. Jack Nicklaus has won the Masters Tournament with a record 271. Repeat, Jack Nicklaus has won the Masters with a record 271. The farm legislation that went from the White House to Congress this past week, how will it affect the farmer and how will it affect the consumer? Chet Hutley talks about that in 5 minutes on Focus on the News. And how's this for long-range planning? The Ray Conniff singer is looking ahead to a June night. Famous Frenchman Maurice Chevalier is taking New York by storm again, and we're happy to have him back in our town. But you too can enjoy his company where you are, because Monsieur Chevalier will be our monitor guest a bit later. Opera star Reza Stevens is also a guest, and we'll spend some humorous moments with LBJ, HHH, and HST. Yes, President Johnson, Vice President Humphrey, and former President Truman will be on monitor, each demonstrating his particular brand of humor. On the not-so-humorous side, some talk about taxes from a man who really knows. An Internal Revenue Service official will offer some advice on filing a return that should be helpful. I figure I'm beyond help. Anyway, for timely, informative, and entertaining listening, stay with Monitor. And for all that's current in music, we always have that too on Monitor. This is the latest by Andy Williams.
Every day I send another present, just to let her know how very much I care. I wrote a little love note with each present, but it didn't seem to get me anywhere. My poor worried heart was almost certain that this love affair would never be. Then I said a dozen yellow roses, and from that moment she belonged to me. Roses, 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 I thank all the roses that bloom in spring. Love is a wonderful thing. The rest of my life I will bring her roses and roses and roses.
Monitor presents Chet Huntley Reports, brought to you by Pennzoil, the motor oil that's worth asking for. Pennzoil, the pure Pennsylvania oil that contains its own complete additive, Z7, and needs no other additive of any kind. Here's Chet.
The details are somewhat lacking, but that was an interesting and highly significant message on farm legislation which went from the White House to the Congress last Monday. It had something new. The new feature applied to wheat and rice, and it proposed that the farmer be supplied with larger income, not by a federal subsidy out of the federal treasury, but by forcing the consumer to pay a little more for products made from rice and wheat. This is Chet Huntley reporting. I'll be back in a moment after this message from Pennzoil.
When you take your car in for service, wouldn't it be nice to know whether the dealer is a man who believes in quality? Well, you can find out in advance with one test question. Just ask him for Pennzoil motor oil, and then you know. If he has Pennzoil for you, you can be pretty sure he's a man who believes in quality, and he knows Pennzoil is quality. The finest, pure Pennsylvania oil with its own additive, Z7, built in at no extra cost. Chances are you'll find the brand of gasoline he sells, his tires, batteries, and other products and services are tops in quality, too. Wherever you take your car for service, to new car dealers, garages, or service stations, try the test question. Ask for Pennzoil. And then you know, because the man who cares enough to carry Pennzoil believes in quality all the way. Again, Chet Huntley.
Start with the fact that American farm income is not what it should be. The farmer is simply not getting his share of the national income. Start also with the fact that the consumer in this country has been getting the greatest bargain on his basic food items in the history of the world. Another way to state this set of facts, then, is to say that the American farmer has been subsidizing the rest of us, we consumers, by giving us these bargain prices and hurting himself in the doing it. The president's message to the Congress proposed a plan whereby the miller would be required to pay the farmer $1.25 per bushel for wheat. That price tag, of course, would adhere to the wheat and to the wheat products as it reached the consumer in the form of bread, pastry, cereal, or whatever. The message said that the additional cost to the consumer would amount to about $1.60 more per year for bread, less than that for rice. The plan would save the federal treasury about $200 million per year and net the farmer about $300 million more per year. At the same time, the Department of Agriculture, working along with other departments of the government, will continue to maintain and push promising programs designed to improve the lot of the American farmer. One program is designed to get the marginal farmer off the land, get him a decent job, and return his land to grass. The other drive is one designed to expand American agricultural exports. The president's proposal also indicated that wheat and rice would be employed as guinea pigs, more or less, in this experiment. An experiment to get the government at last out of the subsidy and storage program, to get more income to the American farmer, and to force the consumer, if you will, to subsidize the farmer rather than have the government do it. Yet a third program of the Department of Agriculture will continue, one designed to get more and more acreage out of production. This program is akin to the old soil bank idea. In any event, all of this bears watching, for we just may have hit upon a way to get back to a free economy in agriculture and get the government out of this painful dilemma in which it has found itself since the end of World War II. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Pennzoil, the Ask For Motor Oil, has presented Chet Huntley Reports, a special Monitor feature. At new car dealers and garages, and at service stations where you buy your gasoline, ask for Pennzoil, the motor oil that's worth asking for. Thank you. H.B. Barnum playing a tune called Gimme Some. Don't know if he got it, but back with you after a short pause on monitor, reaching all America on NBC Radio. KVOO serves the Sooner State. KVOO, the voice of Oklahoma in Tulsa. I'm Barry Nelson.
This is Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.